This is Classic Rock Mine, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Don't think twice about loving me if you're not sure the first time. Don't tell yourself you really care. You make me yours forever.
I'm not here to try and bring you down. Shame your name all over town. I'll tell your friends something's not true. There's my respect.
Send you on a trip to who knows where, but having gone on trips for life from here to nowhere, what illusions can't you lose, man? You got no choice but to choose, man. So wham, and now you're gone. Your mind is opening like an open road. Returns you the curves that open and fold like a bunch of dripping waves that can't unload. You gotta let go sooner, else flying fish with neon golden skins and red neon lit eyes. Ego's hang-ups into soul peace that fires your spark. What illusions can't you lose, man? You made your choice to choose, man. Wow! The walls are breathing like sweaty flesh. Your TV chair's got midget legs. And now it's stretching like a giant's mouth until you whine and fail. All right, into tonight. Dig the beauty of the dark, exploding all your ego's hang-ups into soul peace that fires your spark. What illusions can you lose?
take you away. Make up your mind.
That was the Master's Apprentices, or Master's Apprentices, and actually Master's Apprentices is spelled two different ways. At some point in their career, it was apostrophe S, and then it was plural for Masters. So go figure. Anyway, great band from Australia. That was Think About Tomorrow Today. That's off of an EP called Turn Up Your Radio from 1970. Because when else would you name an EP Turn Up Your Radio, except... in
1973.
Close.
Dang.
Before that, the Strawberry Alarm Clock, Tomorrow. That's off their 1968 album, Wake Up, It's Tomorrow. Because when else would you title an album, Wake Up, It's Tomorrow, except during... Very good, 1968. That was perfect. Before that, we were in Philly. For The Deep, we heard Your Choice to Choose. That's off an album called Psychedelic Moods from 66. It was an Exploito album recorded in Philly. These guys came in. They cut an album of generally unlistenable stuff, much like Your Choice to Choose. But it was the first time the word psychedelic was used as an album title. So there you go. Psychedelic Moods, 1966. Before that, The Id. Don't Think Twice. That's off of The Inner Sounds of The Id from 1967. Because when else would you title an album The Inner Sounds of The Id except in...
1967.
Yes! Woohoo! Ding, 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 ding. I knew there's a reason I brought you along.
It wasn't just tax evasion?
No. Well, that was part of it. We started the set off way back when with Jimi Hendrix, Burning of the Midnight Lamp, my favorite Hendrix tune, off of Electric Ladyland from 68. So that was sort of like how to do psychedelia and how not to do psychedelia. You know, like Jimi Hendrix, awesome. Frankly, Strawberry Alarm Clock, I like that band a lot. The Deep, The Id, it was basically a boy meets girl song, but had really bad psychedelic slang.
Yeah, but their name was The Id.
I know, and the inner sounds of The Id, I like that.
Freud approves.
Awesome. I think that's the first time that phrase was ever said on Classic Rock Mine.
Probably.
I hope so, anyway. All right, it's quarter after 10. We have about 45 minutes left. And, I know where we're going. This is my favorite song about gender bending. And, of course, I loved it even before I realized it was about gender bending, even though it is probably the most explicit rock song about gender bending. This is the second time we are visiting the fabulous band Sweet. This is on vinyl, kids. Dig it and dig it deep.
She got girls all over the world. She got fans every now and then, but she can't make up her mind on just how to fill her time. But the only way she can win, AC.
Woman. Yeah.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Starfish dance under my drawbridge, and blackbirds make nest in my tree. I enjoy being a boy in love with you.
That was the Banana Splits. Yes, the Banana Splits. I enjoy being a boy. That's awful. We're the Banana Splits.
Explanatory.
Yes, of course. Before that, Alcatraz with Piss Off. That's off of Vampire State Building from 1972. And it's clearly the song you play when you want to empty the room out. Yep, I love it.
That's how you tell people to leave.
Yeah. Before that, Lancelot Link and the Evolution Revolution, Magic Feeling, off of Lancelot Link and the Evolution Revolution from 1970, and Fire-Breathing Larry, what do you think of Lancelot Link? Now, you've never actually seen Lancelot Link. I have.
I think it's impressive music considering they were all chimps.
Exactly, with mouths full of peanut butter, even worse. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, we heard two from Joan. Androgynous off of Sinner from 2006. And her awesome cover of The Sweets AC/DC from the same album, Sinner 2006. In fact, that whole album kicks ass. So go out and buy Joan Jett and the Blackhearts 2006 album, Sinner. You will not be disappointed. And we started the set off with Sweet and their AC/DC off of Sweet. Fanny Adams from 1974, and that was that set of music, all of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway.
I'm Fire-Breathing Larry.
Woo! And we are here for another, wow, less than a half hour, gang. So I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to play something, and it's going to rock! Dig it, and dig it deep. We'll be right back.
taste the contents of the cup. I'm gonna give you a chance to open me up and see. Just step around behind me and take this ivory key.
But oh my. set you free.
Could not write nor read a word.
They carried on, they were obsessed. This mass of stones, what is the sense?
Nobody knows the use.
For a thousand years they flew away. Some knowledge we did lose. We
with grand ideas and simple tools, they built a monument of stone intended for eternity,
but now deserted and alone. This mass of stones, what is the sense?
Nobody knows the use.
4,000 years they flew away. Some knowledge we need to lose, we did lose. Awake, all magic circles, all glory of the past.
The gold.
Okay, that was Bo Hansen with At the House of Elrond and The Ring Goes South. That's off of Lord of the Rings. Wasn't that Lord of the Ringish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a year on that. I think it's like 1971, something like that. A Swedish composer. Still, I don't know if he's still around, but like critically acclaimed. He was not a joke. He went on to produce, you know, like a Rick Wakeman kind of keyboard virtuoso composer type guy. And before that, we had Thumpin' Pig and Puffin' Billy. And we heard Captain Straight Man. That's off of Down Under from 1973. And what can I tell you about that? I don't know. I've played that a lot before. And we have, Air Bubble gave us The Secret of Stonehenge. That was a single from 1980. And the CA Quintet gave us Doctor of Philosophy off of Trip Through Hell. And that was that set of music. And Fire Breathing Larry, we are out of time.
Oh, no, out of time.
Yeah, we have one more song to play for you guys. I want to thank my special guest, Fire Breathing Larry.
That's me.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and what is the observance that we sorely missed that you mentioned earlier in the show? Trans Remembrance?
Oh, the Trans Day of Remembrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came around, I think it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And is that a yearly dealy?
Yes, and it's to remember transgender people who have taken their lives, either in the past year or just people who you might know, people throughout history.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because we're all people, and we all dig rock and roll, as I think we've proven on tonight's program.
I think we have.
I think
this is the final word.
Absolutely. Yes. The debate is over concerning everything. The answer is rock and roll.
Pack up, go home.
All right. I have one song left for you. This is a band called Quatermass. Those of you who are fans of British science fiction know that there were books and movies based on the character Quatermass, who would solve crimes, all scientific-y crimes. So a band copped their name. The singer of the band played Simon Zealot, I believe, on Jesus Christ Superstar album. So there you go. Anyway, this is Quatermass. Classic Rock Mine will be back next week. Stay tuned for more Freeform Radio on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.